Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
The bitter cold temperatures may prompt a double take at the calendar, but it's very real and people are dealing with it, as we hear from WBBM's Bernie Tafoya.
I still need to mow the lawn one more time, I think.
Dan Turner joking as he headed for the train here in Hinsdale, bundled up and wearing rubber boots as well, on a day when the normal temperature high is 50 degrees. Gene Dugan and Patty Vonderhyde were out for their morning walk.
We've done it for over 20 years at 5:15 every day.
Doesn't matter the weather.
No, doesn't matter the weather.
That's I think good. 20 below is our absolute, no, we can't go out, it's not safe, but, you know. Yeah.
9 above, no big deal.
Right, not at all, not for us.
An example of how in stride people take this cold weather, as I was taking pictures of bundled up people waiting for a train, one woman asked if I was from out of town. In Hinsdale, Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
It appears it'll be just a matter of time before police catch up with a hit-and-run driver who returned to the scene of a crash on Sunday after leaving his license plate behind.
It happened at the busy intersection of 18th and Ashland in the Pilsen neighborhood. CBS 2 reports a surveillance camera captured a red Honda T-boning an SUV driven by Christopher Reyes.
The car hit me, I was like, oh, I was shook. I couldn't get out because the airbags were so big in the car. So I had to wait until the airbags were disinflated.
When he did get out, he picked up the other driver's license plate, and then the other driver returned.
My dad told me the guy circled back after 10 minutes, was sitting there just observing the damages of my car.
Reyes figures he came back to get his plate, and when his dad confronted the man in an alley, he said the man tried to run him over as he took off again. Police do have the plate. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 FM.
The reopening of the Brandon Road Bridge over to the Des Plaines River in Joliet has been rescheduled to Friday, weather permitting. The drawbridge has been closed since mid-September because of a sensor failure in the center lock system. It had been scheduled to reopen last week, but that was pushed back because repairs couldn't be completed in time. A business that spent more than 100 years in Mount Prospect is now moving to Rolling Meadows. The Daily Herald reports Bussy Flowers and Gifts is leaving its current home on Northwest Highway and will reopen on Kirchhoff Road. A former Chicago Bears player is about to announce a new venture.
Israel Adonijé wants to create a philanthropic link to nonprofits and other charities. Crane says Adonijé is leasing office space in the Loop, 45,000 square feet, in a building at 200 West Madison. Adonijé telling Cranes, there are some incredible people and organizations in this city doing meaningful work. How can we, in a meaningful way, connect them to make sure stuff being done out there is efficient? The Philanthropy Innovation Center is set to open in March. Keith Johnson, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Chicago's mayor is set to be in Springfield today to talk with lawmakers about her priorities for the city.
Mayor Lightfoot repeatedly told reporters yesterday that she feels good about the city's efforts to work out a better tax structure for a possible Chicago casino. And even Republican state lawmakers say they might be able to support such a plan, depending upon the details. But the big ticket item on the mayor's wish list, and the one that could have the quickest return, is the proposal for a graduated real estate transfer tax. That would be a higher sales tax on expensive properties. Republican leaders are opposed to new taxes, though, and some Democrats who could support it say they won't because not enough of the revenue goes to fight homelessness. So that measure may be in trouble. Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.